This is
Reliability Road Rash.
Welcome to another episode of Reliability Road Rash. I'm your host, Larry Posh, and this week we're going to talk about vanilla reliability. Stop it. Please stop practicing and selling vanilla reliability. Okay, what is vanilla reliability? It's a program that's okay, just okay. It checks a few of the boxes, but there's no real growth. There's nothing really exciting. That is vanilla reliability. There are so many companies selling us vanilla reliability products and services. It's like if an ice cream truck came to your park and all it sold was vanilla ice cream cones. Sure, it's cold and it's sweet, but where's the excitement? There's also many companies that sell vanilla reliability exciting new wrappers or packages. It's bright and it's exciting and it's all hyped up. But when you get into it, it's the same old vanilla product as before. So what's this all about? You come here to learn about improving your KPIs and increasing your wrench time, to learn how to plan a schedule using best practices. Sure, I can help you with all that, but before we dig in on data, process, and statistics, we have to build a solid reliability culture. We have to focus on a legacy building mindset. So how do we make reliability exciting? How do we take it to the next level? How do we attract new talent and get the new generations excited about reliability? A lot of it is our mindset and our ways of thinking. For the most part, in many of your establishment, the processes are so predictable, they're eerily similar. Same pain points and same root causes. Now, once in a great while, I'll come across a company that is different. What's so different? It's the leadership and the culture. They are few in number, but there are some out there that actually get excited, motivated, and they're driven. I walk in, they smile, they give me a firm handshake, and they're talking 100 miles per hour. They're excited to share with me of what they accomplish. They're willing to share their vision with me. They're often in a rut, but that's why they reached out to me. Now we talk. We compare notes. We talk about new strategies. Try new ideas. And if you want to get past the vanilla reliability program, you have to be excited about what you do. I'll tell you with all honesty that I get up each morning with the curiosity and excitement of a grade schooler. When my feet hit the floor, my family is like, oh shit, he's up. It's a new day and I'm ready to get after it. Is every day perfect and successful? Oh, heck no. But it doesn't stop me. I have two things that drive me. Number one, I love to read, explore, and learn. Number two, I accept that not everyone is going to be a card-carrying member of my fan club. Now let's talk about these. Reading, learning, and exploring. Now myself, I dedicate time, a lot of time to this because it gives me a lot of pleasure and motivation. Let me break it down for you. I get up with a cup of coffee before I dig into work. I read a lot of trade magazines and I interact on LinkedIn. At lunchtime, I read again. I'm open to many topics, but more often than not, I read about leadership. Sometimes I read some Mark Twain quotes, or maybe I'll listen to a podcast. In the evening, before I go to bed, I'll usually watch a documentary on history or travel. This allows me to open my mind and to merge this information highway with some reliability knowledge. Then sometimes a crazy new way of thinking will transpire. Okay. Back to number two, not everyone is going to be a card-carrying member of my fan club. Not only do I accept this, I welcome it. I encourage it. I want to be presented with new challenges. I want to explore new ideas and be turned on to a new way of thinking. I don't need several likes on my LinkedIn post to get satisfaction. It's not about that at all. It's about striking up a conversation and learning. I also like rubbing elbows with my competition. I know many companies frown upon this, but what a great way to challenge one another to get better. I'm not talking trade secrets. I'm talking about leaving the door open for a healthy and fun conversation. And if you want to get right down to it, you fraternize with the enemy every day, I bet. If you're anything like me, you are your own worst enemy. It's not your competition telling you can't do it. It's you. So how do we come up with new ideas and strategies to manage our assets? How do we get away from status quo when it comes to managing data? How do we get better at managing investigations? How do we improve planning and scheduling? We read, we learn, we explore, we try new things, we embrace a can-do mindset. Many of us are working from home, and this is the perfect opportunity to read and explore. For some of us, this means less emergencies and distractions, so we can focus our attempt to broaden our horizons. Many years ago, I came home for Thanksgiving dinner. I had not been home for the holidays in almost 5 years. My mom's an old country girl and she can cook. I mean, she can really cook. However, one of her best talents are pies. Homemade pies with a homemade crust that's flaky and golden brown. There'd be pumpkin, cherry, blueberry, and apple. What's the guy to choose? It's always a dilemma. Well, the year I came home, Mom came up with a solution. She rolled out the sample platter. It would be a sliver of each with some whipped topping and vanilla ice cream. You could not move for about 2 hours, but it was a fantastic solution. Also, if you help with dishes and clean up, she would send you home with your very own full pie, just for yourself. So if you're struggling to come up with ideas, try the sample platter. Try some new software. Try bringing on a coach. Try realigning the crew. Whatever it is that gets you excited about it, and do it. Have fun with it. And if they resist and claim it's just another flavor of the day, this is how you respond. That's right. Just when you thought you knew me, I come at you with a surprise left hook. You're looking to zig, and I'll hit you with a zag. I gotta keep you guessing. No more vanilla reliability. No more boring robot mindset. Stay frosty, my friends. Thank you for listening, and remember to follow us on Facebook. Connect with us on LinkedIn, or you can check us out at www.nexusglobal.com.
Thank you for tuning into Reliability Road Rash.